Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
Well, Nick, I'm both happy and sad.
Why is that?
This Wednesday, the Chamber's lead-in class graduates, and I'm happy because it means there are 20 newly educated up-and-coming leaders that will be released into the community. That's how I like to think of it. But I'm also sad because I've had such a great time with this class, and I just don't want it to end. The goal of lead-in is to find young leaders and teach them all of the ways that communities develop. So we focus on government, public safety, school boards, and education. Our May class is entirely dedicated to studying nonprofits and their impact on the community. So we give these leaders a little bit of education on a lot of things, and the hope is that as they learn more specifics about O'Fallon and Shiloh, they might see where their time and talents can fit in and make an impact.
Oh, okay.
It is a 9-month program. We meet once a month for 5 hours, and we've had about 100 people graduate the program over the last 4 years, and then this Wednesday, we'll add 20 more graduates.
Very cool.
This year's class has been really fantastic. They are curious, engaging, and just a lot of fun. But what I love about lead-in is that we welcome anyone. You don't have to have this long resume of community service or corporate titles in order to belong. Because we're not so much focused on what you've done. We're more interested in people who are looking towards the future and asking what's next for me in this community.
Neat.
We've had doctors and bartenders, and both were excellent participants who brought a lot of value to the lead-in experience. So I'm just really going to miss this group after they've graduated.
I can tell. It sounds like a good group. And the Chamber will host another class, though, right?
That's right. So as this class winds down, we are already planning for the next group, which will kick off in January. It is application-based, and those applications usually go out, I would say, the end of October, beginning of November.
Okay.
And then once the applications open up, we'll be sure to mention it here again. So heads up, if you know someone between the ages of 21 and 40, they just have to live or work in O'Fallon and Shiloh, give them a heads up about lead-in and encourage them to apply when the time comes.
Sounds good. It's been a minute since we've touched on developments. You got any updates for us on that front?
I do. There are a few new businesses that I want to mention. The first is Blossom Play Cafe, and it is a really unique twist on a coffee shop.
Okay.
So imagine a coffee house that offers gourmet coffee drinks, child-friendly snacks, and bakery items that are sourced from local bakeries, but they also have state-of-the-art play areas for kids 5 and under.
Neat.
As parents, you and I can both say, right, Nick, most coffee shops, they are not kid-friendly.
No.
But this play cafe will offer a child-friendly culture that's just not typical of traditional coffee houses. So they will have different learning centers. They'll have hands-on play, some role-playing. So imagine an area where a kid can, you know, dress up and pretend to be a doctor or a veterinarian or maybe a cashier.
Okay.
They'll have another center that might be a creative art area where they can color and design things. Now, this isn't going to be a place where they can climb on things and there'll be lots of running around. It's more play that's creative and age-appropriate.
Okay.
Kim Lloyd is the owner. She has over 35 years of professional experience in developmental psychology, and she has such a passion for creating space for families to connect over coffee and kids. The Play Cafe is on track to open in late October or early November. It is located at Number 2 Eagle Center, which is in the office suites between Greenmount Road and Highway 50. And you'll be able to go onto their website and reserve a spot in one of the 3 sessions that are offered during the day. So it'll be $10 for the play session. And then, of course, they'll have coffee and baked goods available for sale through the cafe. And then in addition to the daily play sessions, they plan on offering parent-child music classes and then birthday parties.
Oh, neat.
So think about toddlers, 2 to 3 years old. They're not quite ready for, you know, what I would call like the big corporate birthday parties, like the Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah.
This will be a great space to host celebrations for those younger kids. And I just think, how lucky are we to have people who recognize that there's this need for space for parents and kids to gather and that they're opening it in O'Fallon. I think that's so cool.
No, definitely. Definitely. So what's on the calendar for this week?
Well, it looks like there's another beautiful weekend on tap, so you're going to want to plan to spend some time outside. Saturday morning is the Vine Street Market. It opens at 8, live music starts at 9. It's also Military Day at the market, so the first 100 people to show their military ID, they'll receive $5 in market bucks to spend at any of the vendors.
Cool.
The market is also hosting a pumpkin decorating contest to be held during the last market of the season, which is coming up on October 16th. Decorated pumpkins will be voted on by the public at the last market, and the grand prize pumpkin will receive a huge market basket that's filled with stuff from the market vendors, and right now it's valued at over $500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, registration deadline is October 7th. The cost to participate is $10, and that includes the pumpkin, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And then tomorrow evening is St. Clair's Oktoberfest in downtown O'Fallon. It'll be held at the corner of 3rd Street and Cherry. Starting at 4 p.m., there is a 5K run and walk. You can register between 3 and 4 p.m. for that. Also at 4 p.m., they'll have festival foods, beer, wine, a photo booth, some raffle tickets, and then the German-style outdoor dinner that most of us are accustomed to. That'll begin serving at 5 p.m., and then they'll have live music from 5 until 11. Now, it will look a little different this year just because of COVID regulations. They won't be able to have the kids and adults games and then any of the inflatables, but they will have kids' toys for purchase and then lots of food, beverages, and good company. So I'll link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
Also on Saturday, there's a scrap metal and electronics recycling drive. That'll be at Cariel Junior High from 9 a.m. until noon. Thursday is Bike Surgeons Rock and Ride, and I'll put links to those in the show notes. And then heads up, next Friday, there is a fishing derby at the O'Fallon Sports Park. This is a great introduction to fishing. My son and his friends went to the last one, and no kidding, they caught like 20 fish. Every time that bobber hit the water, they were getting a catch. So I'm going to link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, I've covered that before for the paper. It's a pretty cool event.
Lots and lots of people come out. That's a fun time. And I think with the cooler weather, I think we'll have even more people.
Definitely.
And then next Saturday, October 2nd, there are two race events in O'Fallon. The Honor Run through the John Wilt Foundation is next week. We talked about John and this run on last week's episode, so I'll link to that in the show notes. And then the VFW is hosting their annual 0.1K run next Saturday at 10 a.m. We'll cover it more in next week's episode, but for now, if you're interested in this race at your own pace, one block run, you're going to want to register now, so I'll link to that in the show notes.
Well, Jessica, that about does it for me this week, so I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.